Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Sometimes you just have to pick a side, all right? So it's the mental load debate for spouses when it comes to household chores. Sometimes you just got to pick a side.
Yeah, and I want to go ahead and brace Cassie because I know this is a sticking point for her when it comes to mental load. And I saw this audio in a reel and it just, it resonated so hard. So it's a guy called Jimmy_on_relationships. And he posted this video and he's talking to himself, right? He's playing the man and he's playing the woman in this Instagram reel. So it's husband and wife having a conversation about mental load, and it's a domestic labor debate. So essentially just about the chores in a household. So I want you to listen to both sides and determine who you think is right.
Can we please talk about how we do chores around here?
What's the problem?
I'm just done, honestly. I don't feel like we're equals at all. I feel like I have to take on all the mental load, and if I don't do the mutual chores, then they don't get done.
Okay, fine. Just tell me what you want me to do.
No, it's not my job to tell you what to do. You live here, too. You can look around and see what needs to be done and just do it.
Listen, I'm just trying to help. Just tell me what chores you want me to do.
Nobody has to tell me what chores need to get done, and yet they all still get done, don't they? And you asking me what needs to get done is just placing more mental load on me. Now I have to think about and plan and execute how and when you're going to get things done. I'm still the project manager. Can you understand how frustrating that is?
Yes, but ultimately, you're the one that wants things to be different, so don't you think you need to tell me how to make you happy?
Well, you've lived here for quite a while, so I bet if you really wanted to, you could meal plan for the family too. You could remember the kids need to take a bath, their homework needs to get done, the dishwasher still needs to be loaded and unloaded, the floors still need to be swept.
Okay.
You know everything there is to know about the sports and hobbies that you follow, but you act like you have no idea what needs to happen to support a family outside of a paycheck. I give you way more credit than that. I'm just saying it feels like I'm perfectly set up to fail, because even if I do the chores, which you haven't told me which ones to do, you're just going to come behind me and criticize me for doing them the wrong way, even though you refused to tell me the way you wanted them done. I don't think I'll have a problem if you just do them correctly.
You mean correctly according to you.
I mean correctly according to anyone who's actually trying.
Okay.
Sounds good. I can't imagine this going wrong at all. Okay.
They both suck.
That's funny.
It's hard. It's really hard because there are so many things to debate here. Yeah. Like, I do think that there should be a conversation at some point, like, who's going to do what around the house? Have you guys had that? With your significant others?
We have, yes. And that's why my husband and I actually got into, I would say, like a little spat. It was an argument. It wasn't a fight. It was a spat. Because I was trying to help and I wanted to do the dishes. And he intervened and stopped me from doing the dishes because I won't do the dishes the way he does the dishes. And he is very particular about the way he does the dishes. Mm-hmm. But I was fed up with the just the clutter that was in the kitchen. And I wanted it to get done. And he was busy. It's not like he wasn't doing anything. He was laying sod in the entire backyard. The man had been busting his ass all day. So one, I wanted to help him. And two, I wanted to get rid of the clutter. But then I was told not to do it. And he would do it. So now I feel bad. And it's just, it felt like a no-win situation.
It's an endless circle right there, uh-huh. Right? But in most healthy relationships, and clearly I haven't been in a lot of these, do you guys like sit down and go, okay, so this is going to be what you're going to do. This is what I'm going to do. So it's written somewhere or said somewhere?
It was never written. It was just understood. He does the laundry. He does the dishes. He does the grocery shopping. Now, when it comes to the laundry, he does it, but then it gets laid out, and I'm responsible for putting it up. I put up Jimmy's clothes, I put up my clothes, etc. And then as the breadwinner, like, my main job is to, you know, make money so we can pay the bills. And that's just, you know, and then when it comes to mental load, I handle the buying of Christmas gifts. I handle the, you know, making our home feel like a home and the decorating and the, you know, things and things of that nature. I'm in charge of our schedules and all the planning. And when it comes to Jimmy's schedule and his play dates, and if we're going to a pumpkin patch and stuff like that, I handle all of those things.
Did this happen organically though?
It did.
Okay. How about you, Cass?
No, I mean, we both do the chores. I mean, that's what it is. It's very much like in the video, like you're an adult, you can look around and see what needs to be done. But with the understanding that some days, like, the dishes aren't going to get done because we're both too tired. But I do think what is important and a lot of people are missing, because I feel like I used to be the quote unquote woman in this video being like, can't you just look around and see that stuff needs dust? Like, I'm busting my butt over here. Why do I need to tell you? But it's expectations. Like, so I've learned that my husband just does not care about some things. And it's not because he's slovenly or messy. It doesn't bother him the way it bothers me. Mm-hmm. And once we had conversations about expectations and me being like, hey, when everything's picked up, my mental state is way better. And it makes it easier for me to execute X, Y, and Z tasks. Then he gets it. And then he's like, okay, I see that you place more value in that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do it now. So I think a lot of it too is just miscommunication about the partners not caring the same amount about specific tasks. And so one, like the wife is like, I don't understand why you're never doing this. And the guy's like, what is the issue?
I always wanted to default to Tommy and Renee here because they've been married 27 years. So clearly they're doing something right. Did you guys ever have a talk about chores, or is it just organically you do this, she does that?
No, and Kristen sent this audio and I listened to it and I feel so freaking guilty.
Because
she does so much at home.
And you guys both work.
Yeah, and she works at home. And I feel like she does a lot more than me. So there'll be times when I try and do extra. Like, she's out of town right now. So I'll try and, like, wash clothes and do other things and make sure things are done before she gets home. And she really, really appreciates it. But I'll be honest, I don't do it nearly enough. I don't do my share at home, and this audio just made me feel like crap.
You're welcome.
That's what the Burt Show does. That's what we do.
Get it? The Burt Show.